You are listening to the Family of Te Gede podcast. Message from Neo, the experience of a spirit guide.
Beloved ones of light, awaken to spirit and all answers will come to you with clarity and truth. All life is connected with spirit and light. Find who you truly are as you live and breathe as the avatar of your soul. Each waking dream has allowed great expression as each identity is created and each one ends. But you will never end as the light within carries you infinitely. You have lived as male and female, rich and poor, and played the hero as well as the villain. In returning to your star of origin, you often assist a friend or loved one in their own waking dream. You may choose to become a spirit guide, and they may have been your guide many times. Let's explore the journey of each guide and what this entails. All souls from the higher realms are assisted by spirit guides. Even if telepathy is not understood, there is always guidance. A song may play with words that express truth and inspiration. Dreams may come with warnings or joy as a guide speaks to your dreaming mind. Words of comfort and wisdom might come just when needed. A nudging to skip a meeting or trip might also be communication from your guide. There are endless and unlimited expressions to assist everyone in all waking dreams. Your guide is chosen by you as a soul in origin. Most of the time, your guide will be a close friend or family member. You meet and discuss the variables that could unfold. You create a story together that will allow optimum growth with wisdom and expanded consciousness. Once you arrive into the embryo, the plan is set in motion. Your guide is with you then in consciousness with words of assurance and love. Infants remain fully aware of their origin, travel, friends, and guides. There can be one guide or several throughout the waking dream. As a small child grows and is programmed in theta, they forget their origin and settle into the world of duality. For those that learn about spirit guides, becoming familiar with a guide's silent voice adds so much to one's life. Hearing beautiful words, warnings, names of loved ones in origin and great wisdom is an everyday happening. A wonderful way to begin the relationship of clear communication is to write your thoughts and feelings. Without ceasing, write until the thoughts flow like water. Do not read the words until nothing else comes. You may find a love letter, or you might be writing about your forgotten home. As you trust the process, an awareness of a new presence will arrive. You are love and your beloved guide loves you so. In the experience of parallel lives, the same guide is often serving with great assistance and ability. There can be more than one guide, and there are some stories that allow another guide to serve if chosen. This is more likely to be decided in origin, but it is an approved variable that the guide has permission to utilize. There is a precise way that this sacred bond works for you and your guide. In the higher realms, spirit has full expression and abilities chosen in service to others. Just as there is bilocal operations, travel in crafts and in consciousness, the soul will create an aspect of themselves to serve you in the chosen waking dream. This is a frequency where they remained tuned into your psyche. This allows every fear, every aspiration, all relationships and creative endeavors you might pursue to be known. In this sacred place, they choose to leave the focus of gender in expression. They remain as male or female, but this is not a factor. A family member often stays in the same gender of expression and identity as you know them. All communication is loving and always supportive. Spirit has no judgment, and in the highest frequency possible, you meet your guide in sacred love. The ego is not present in the higher realms, and your guide serves you as they would serve themselves. There are stories where animals serve as guides in non-physical. All animals in the higher realms are completely telepathic. Sometimes a beloved pet of origin remains close as a guide. This is rare in comparison to other guides that serve those incarnated. Many religious doctrines would speak of guides as evil. Yet, they tell you what God said or the Holy Spirit said. There is one spirit of sacred creation. There is one universal subconscious mind. Tap into this and you will discover the infinite mind of all creation. Within this sacred energy, spirit speaks to spirit as telepathy. To access your guide, be open. Become still and quiet. You are love within and you carry the light that opens your path. You have served in the capacity of a guide many times. Embrace the closeness and friendship of each beloved one that has served you in all waking dreams. Niki Maiya. I love you so, Neo.